The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
I command you to leave this upstanding officer of the law, thus allowing him to lead the life of a normal missionary position, assuming God-fearing, non-sinning, heterosexual breeder.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Are you ready to play dress-up?
Dress-up?
Well, you said you wanted to play dress-up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl whose spirit animal is a gnome. Here she is, your host, the one, the yummy, kinky Katie.
Is it like a regular gnome or like an ass gnome?
That remains to be seen. Is there a difference, really? Aren't they kind of one and the same? Any gnome really is an ass gnome?
I had to address that right off the bat.
Did you? Why?
I had to.
Why are you asking me for explanation?
I'm not asking you for anything.
On what your spirit animal is. It's your spirit animal, not mine.
Anyway, welcome everybody to the show. It is number... That was weak.
You don't even know what number it is.
It's 138.
Okay.
Bitches.
How do you spell it?
What? Huh? So what, 138?
Still thinking about it?
Shut up! Fuck you.
Are you going to start the show, or what are you doing?
I need to die.
The wheels have come off.
I am.
10 seconds in.
It has. Oh, it's going to be a good one tonight, fellas.
Oh, boy.
What's up? We are coming at you live from RazRadioLive.com and KeekyKatieRadio.com. The number is 941-421-0401. I don't know why I bother giving it out, but if you want to call in, stick and move. That is the policy of the show. You can get me on Twitter at KeekyKatieRadio. I can't guarantee I'll be nicer to you there. I'm definitely not going to be nice to you on Facebook. I'm just teasing. There's only a couple of fucking schmucks that are on... I've got them on Dipshit Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. When you say them, who's them?
Them, they're guys that I don't know, really have no business talking to women at all.
What?
That message me.
What?
So, and I even tell them too, I'm like, all right, once I've had enough, I'm like, you're going to be used as an example.
Okay.
And they never say no. And they never tell me don't. Or so I post it.
All right.
Yeah. So you can see what sort of stupid people are out there.
The highlight of their week, though. Really.
Could be.
You know.
I have this one now.
Troll recognition day.
I am so... there's one dude currently on Facebook. I'm just so fucking sick of him. I was like, look, I'm like, if you want to continue talking to me, you have to pay me.
Nice.
And so now he's like messaging me, and I'm not saying a word.
So has he paid us anything? Did we make any money?
Not yet.
No.
But as soon as he types the word, as soon as I see PayPal, I'm then be like, oh.
Okay, I'll talk to you. Hi.
I'm not really all that much of a bitch all the time. I got a compliment on Friday night. You witnessed it on One Night Stand.
What?
That her guest... Steve,
yes,
said that, you know, he said, I thank you for not being mean to me.
No, let's rewind that for a second. Actually, what he said was he was shocked that you were nice to him, and he thanked you for being out of character, really.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't even know why. I don't know. I guess I just didn't feel so snippy. I don't know what's wrong with me. Usually I get like meh.
Yeah. No, I know. I've seen it. I've seen it.
Hey, so I don't know if we're going to do a show next Monday or if we're going to run a rip it.
Oh, really?
Well,
we're
yeah.
We're doing that, huh?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. You prep your little ass off. We're going out of town. You just out of town prep.
Out of town prep?
Out of town prep.
All right. Get ready for one hell of a show.
Yeah.
Next Monday.
Oh, boy.
All
right.
Hey,
you know, you have all week to do it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I know. So you don't have to wait till Monday.
So I have like zero excuses, huh? Uh-huh. All right.
Anyway, the show that we're on,
can
we begin it? We're like 6 minutes and 5 seconds into it, and I'm just waiting for a beginning.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I
well,
got to get you moving. I got a cattle project.
Sometimes you do.
Yeah.
But I'm having fun, so I don't care.
What are we doing besides bitching at people on Facebook because they don't know how to talk to people?
I'm a girl. That's what I do. I bitch.
In a normal way.
I live up to stereotypes. Whee! No. All right, fine, whatever.
You were way, way aggressively overprepped. I mean, you were just aggressively overprepped. You really did.
I wanted to be in a good mood, and I am.
Okay.
I'm very happy.
Right.
All right, so you know how there's those massage parlors that do the whole rub and tub thing?
I hear about them. I've never been to one.
Would you ever go?
Not really, no, because I actually want a massage from a massage parlor. I would rather go to somebody who gives hand jobs for a living, not like, you know what I mean?
Well, they kind of do.
I don't know. I just would rather get a free hand job. How about that?
Oh, yeah, well, you know.
I don't really want to buy a hand job. I just want people to give me one once in a while.
Well, there's a coffee shop now where you can get a blow job with your coffee.
Really?
Yep, it's in Switzerland.
Wow.
Yeah. The firm that owns it is called Face Girl.
Face Girl?
Face Girl.
Wonder if it makes more sense in Swiss.
Maybe it does.
Yeah.
But no, but you can, once you go in, you can pick your coffee, you can order the sex worker that you want, and you like pick it from an iPad where you're sitting, and they come and they give you head. So it's like, hey, fuck you, Starbucks.
All right.
I want some extra foam.
Wow. Can we just have like a counter that I can't see under? Maybe. you know what I mean? It's like the whole bar is a giant glory hole. Like, you climb into the glory hole.
Oh, my God. That'd be so
great.
That'd
be a lot better.
So you just sit at the bar talking while they're serving you drinks and you're getting service at the same time.
Something.
That like would be that. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because then you'd be like, who was that? Like,
I don't
talk
know.
To you later. Wink,
just
wink.
Don't want
to
know. Don't tell me. Don't care.
It's gay night. It's the best night. Trust me. Well, that's you.
Yeah.
I guess.
Is it? So yeah. what about, oh, blowjob, rub and tug. That's where we were.
Yeah, huh? It's about the coffee house.
Gotcha.
Where you can get a blowjob with your coffee.
Yeah, do they have prices there?
Yeah, 50 bucks.
50 bucks?
Yep.
Is that 50 Swiss dollars?
No, that's 50
euros.
US.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they did the conversion.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that's, huh. But that's not including tip, though. I mean, do you tip them? I mean.
I don't know. Do Swiss people tip?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I've never been to Switzerland.
What do you tip someone for coffee and head? I guess it's how good she is.
I didn't get the service I was looking for, really.
No, I wanted the cock in the art, in the foam. Not her. No.
Wow.
I know. God.
Aggressively overprepped.
Aggressively.
Aggressively. You really did. You went over the edge.
Yes!
Oh, boy.
I'm not coming back.
I know.
At least I stopped drinking the coffee. You think I should start?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe during the intermission we can have you run some laps. You know, do a few push-ups, burpees, do some naked burpees.
I knew it. As soon as we start the broadcast, Kat is just going to totally get into it.
Yeah.
I have to check his
Kat
diet.
Loves you.
He does. Whatever. Oh, goo, there's this chick. You're going to like her.
Am I?
Well,
really?
She got a job on this Albanian TV show because of her tits.
No, women don't do that. That doesn't happen.
No, she's got like really huge boobs. And when she went on her interview and when she did her like trial takes, it was always in a like overly tight, really, really heavy cleavage tops.
Yeah.
And it got her the job. And she's catching flack for it, but she's like, fuck you, bitches. I got them. I'm going to show them.
Now, would her boobs fit in normal tops? You know, could she possibly even find clothes that fit her if they were that glorious?
I don't know.
See?
I think she had some of the, she had a body like anything would look slutty on her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like even a turtleneck, you'd be like, oh,
well,
wow.
Turtlenecks can be okay, too, if they're tight and there's no bra underneath. Like, who cares about the turtleneck? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, you look at what's her name on Archer? What's she wear?
Ah.
Yeah, a turtleneck. She's fucking hot.
Lana.
There you go. What's the comedian's name?
Aisha Tyler.
I'm telling you.
Woo. She's like 6 foot tall too.
Is she?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, she's tall like me.
They did good, like recreating her on the cartoon there. Good job on Archer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
pretty hot.
Anyway,
so yeah, so there. I mean, she like got offered other jobs and stuff like that. So she's like, yeah, no, I'm gonna take it. She's like, whatever. She gets as long as I can do it. Because well, they tested her and their ratings went through the fucking roof.
What kind of job are you talking about here?
She does TV.
Oh wow,
it's news, like a news broadcaster.
But that's what I've always said. If we gotta have somebody who's reading a teleprompter, can we make it like? Some hot chick like they wonder why hot women do better in the news.
Well,
even just reading the news, I'd rather hear bad news from somebody I want to bang. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess it kind of you can take it a lot easier.
Fucking morally safer, really. You know what I'm saying? Here's Dan Rather with some shit you don't want to hear from a guy you definitely don't want to fuck.
But he probably wants to fuck you. No, well, when we used to watch the news down south, like everybody was hot. Like every chick was hot.
Yeah, I will say the Tampa Bay people, they are a lot uglier. It's in Orlando too.
Like, sorry, guys.
We're just
comparing you. You know, it's come on. It's South Florida. It's Miami. Well, it's South Beach.
I don't even know about that. I think people get jobs up here apparently because they're like related to people. You know, like they don't actually have talent or are good looking. They just they're related to somebody who is, and they're just like warts on a pile of shit. You know what I mean? They're just useless. And I say it's like fucking rampant in Tampa. Like everywhere you go in every media outlet, there is like a gaggle of motherfuckers who are just hanging on somebody else's dick. It's weird, really fucking weird.
I know, I've noticed.
It doesn't happen in see, we're used to just they put hot people on just because it gets better ratings, not because Bob's related to them. You know what I mean?
I just picture picture Sofia Vergara, you know, barely can speak English, wearing a super tight itty bitty little dress, like, and now is the weather. Sunshine.
Exactly.
You know? Like, and everyone's like, oh, she is the best.
Exactly.
Like,
and they you know, you hear a lot of people bitch about that Mexican weather girl that's actually in Mexico, but she's like world famous, you know. And why are you looking? You're looking like, huh? Who? The girl with the great ass. The epic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Everybody like hates on her, and yet everybody would much rather watch weather from that girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
what's the point?
True.
Why are you putting these people on television that are 800 years old? They're reading a fucking teleprompter. They're not going out and getting the motherfucking news. You know what I mean? maybe you could talk me into, you know, you had some old leathery gumshoe going out there and digging up the story. Okay, cool, fine. But you assholes aren't doing shit but showing up and reading from a television screen. And yet, you know what I mean? Put somebody with some nice tits on.
It's like you didn't do your own hair and makeup, and you don't even pick your own wardrobe. They have wardrobe people for you. So
I know.
Fuck you guys.
I mean, not that I'm saying that I could like sit and read from a teleprompter. It is a skill. It's a skill I don't possess. Okay, but there's a lot of really hot people with really nice tits. They do possess that skill. So fucking put them on television. Come on, Tampa.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you guys are like dry with hot people on television. There's some fucking wear cows going on, male and female, all the way around. Ugly ass people.
Holy crap.
And the radio people that we've met, oh my Jesus Christ, people fuck them? Like seriously.
What?
How many radio people have we met around here that you're just like, wow, you are really funny looking? Every one of them.
No, I wouldn't say every one of them. A sure. couple, but no.
Across the board.
Oh, would you stop
Across the board.
Who the hell like crawled into your fucking oatmeal and died?
There are whole buildings of troglodytes on radio. That's why they're on radio. That's fine. Television.
Yeah, I'm on radio.
Give me somebody hot. Television. Pretty. Nice boobs.
Oh, my gosh. Jesus Christ. Well, I'm sorry, but I would have sex with some of the radio personalities that I've met.
Okay. We're not saying a lot there. Well, I'm not saying. I'm saying you have a wide opinion of things that are attractive. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You're not very narrow. You're not, you know, you will give different people a chance. You find a lot of different things attractive about a lot of different people.
I do.
Oh, so that's not surprising for me. From you. You know what I mean?
All right.
See? You can't take offense to that, can you?
Well, when you go at it that way, no. Because, okay. I do find a lot of different things attractive about different people.
So, I mean, male-wise, I mean, how many male people do you see, like, in the Tampa area? You know what I'm saying? Since we moved to Central Florida, like, who's on television that do you ever see that you're like, oh, you see, he's kind of good looking? Never. Never.
I don't know. We haven't had cable for a long time. So
yeah, but even when we did, you know what I'm saying?
I don't remember their names.
Yeah.
There was one. There was a young guy.
Was there?
There was a young guy.
He was on in the morning on Sunday?
He was pretty cute.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that Orlando or here?
No, it was here.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, so... I can't wait when we go on break to check my phone. I think I might have pissed somebody off or someone can't hear me or whatever because my... my message keeps going off, but that's okay.
I made you put your phone away from the microphone.
The one time. Whatever. I don't care. It happens.
Yeah. Probably hey. Cheese Monaghan.
Could be. Yeah. Yeah, you know, there probably is.
Yeah.
Well, it's all cheese.
Hey, buddy.
No, that's Frank.
Whatever. It's universal.
I love you all. Yeah, I tweeted and I said, I love you all in quotes. And I just, you know, Frank.
Yeah.
And a lot, you see, you guys won't get that.
Of course not. I'm telling you, like 10 people saw the movie.
I'm so going to do the karaoke.
It's so worth seeing.
It is.
It's good. I liked it. Weird. Really weird.
Be medicated.
Well, should be medicated anyway, really.
Maybe not as much as me sometimes.
You really should pre-prep for life, you know? Prep isn't all about prepping. It's all about life prep.
That's right.
It's not all show prep.
Be like Don. Be a prepper.
It's a slightly different kind of prepping, I think Don does there. I think he does, you know, like the...
We all do our own kind of prepping in this world.
Yeah, I hear ya.
That's right. You do it your way. I do it mine.
Now that a hurricane's bearing down on our area.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. We'll see what happens.
Don, you got room at your house? Buddy?
Please, you've got like fucking Louise going, fuck you. Like, where? It's going to storm. It's like we're still underwater. I feel bad. Anyway. Oh, okay. I don't get to see Maury anymore. I they don't have it on TV, like after they had their 3,000th episode, which I fucking missed.
No, you missed the 3,000th episode?
I fucking missed it.
You don't know who those five babies' daddies are. You don't know. You'll never know.
I will never know.
Because you'll never sift through the other 2,999 of them to get back around the horn.
I'll never know if Marisol tried her 27th DNA test to see about her
that
kids.
Is just brutal. Like I can't watch it sometimes when, like, you know what I mean? You could tell a girl she has no idea. Like really don't know who the daddy is. I don't know, and they're just picking people. Like, well, I know you. I fucked you. sometime or another.
Didn't I see you at the club?
I think I sucked your dick. Yes, I did. I sucked your dick.
Okay. No. Yeah, I sucked your dick, and I sucked your dick. So but what then did you, what we did you, had sex. Okay, anyway. Well,
what
okay.
did you do for his 3,000th thing?
I don't know. Oh. You didn't get a Twitter report
or anything?
I'm sure
it's leaked somewhere. I know. Come on, that's big news in the entertainment industry.
Shut the fuck. Well, anyway, there's a story that kind of sounds like it should have been on Maury.
Yeah.
There's a mother. It's a mother of six. She'd been kind of like harassing the baby daddy, like going to his job, saying, "I want child support." She's been sending like people, you know, to like fuck him up. Yeah. Saying that she wants child support and stuff. She took this fucking social media and started tearing him apart. He lost his job. Like, it was a big fucking mess. Well, he got a DNA test.
Okay.
And all six of her kids, they say she was a mother of six.
Yeah.
None of them are his. Not one fucking kid is
his.
That's
a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's the kind of bad part. When he found out.
That wasn't the kind of bad part that all six kids that he thought were his weren't his?
Well, this is what he did after that. Oh, after boy. He found out that they weren't his, he fucking decapitated the chick.
What?
He cut her fucking head off.
What country was this in? And again? Was this here?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Huh?
This is here. This is here.
He cut her fucking head off.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Fucking cut her head off.
Huh.
So it sucks. And he's in jail. Like, he's got like a $2 million bond.
Wow. All I have to get for my bond is one gently used machete. Anyone, please, bond. It's got to be good for 10% somewhere.
It's so chic. It's retro. It's even got blood on it.
Yeah, so the question remains, who fathered the children? Will we ever know now?
Well, obviously not. Who will be the kid's father? Will it be Tom Brady?
I mean, that's one of those like classic things. People, like, I wouldn't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Like if who I think my kids are, like if they weren't mine at this point, I don't want to hear it. You know what I mean? Like if somebody said in this envelope, I'd be like, okay, take the envelope and burn it. Cause I just can't do it now. No fucking way.
Great. Now you're going to have, there's going to be like an envelope on the door tomorrow.
I'm not opening it.
I'm telling you
ahead of time. I don't want to know.
I will open it. And I'll be like, send your ass fucking packing. You're a liar. I know better. We have dealt with this shit before.
Oh, wow. That kind of envelope. It's a different kind of envelope.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So huh? So there was one girl who like left a sonogram picture on the doorstep one time.
Yeah.
One time.
Kind of stalkers. Who was that girl you were with at the party with the short black hair? Who's the girl that drives the Explorer? I'm like, what was it there all night for? I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
I had to get extreme with her to get, I mean, to seriously, like, I was nice to her at first, like, hey,
she scared
look,
me.
I'm seeing somebody else, it's exclusive, so I gotta stop seeing you like that, and really, I could be your friend and all, but I can't talk to you daily and stuff like that. I tried to be nice, it didn't work out, and it ended up in me just calling her names.
she really scared me.
I was pretty fucking harsh, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ay. Oh.
She still didn't go away.
No. Well, psycho ones usually, I don't know. They pop up in weird.
There's a lot of people.
Crazy.
Guys do that too, but whatever.
But I mean, like crazy people that I know, like that I've known for a long time before you even came along. And then you like, I'm like, wow, you like turned them crazy. I'm like, I've never seen. Well, like that one bartender from over down in Davie, friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. But I don't, whatever. Yeah, they go weird on me sometimes. I don't know why.
So I don't want to name any names. Nobody listening knows, but I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, that's okay. She disavowed all knowledge of even knowing who I was.
It's strange. And she was always nice to me.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, we were going to school since we were little together. Yeah. So, I mean, but I don't know. Anyway. Okay, now
so
this
you're
is
saying
completely...
I drive people nuts, is what you're saying.
I wasn't always like this.
I made them that way, huh?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm like, you have this pheromone. This, like,
you have that crazy pheromone.
Like, girls get fucking bad shit around you. It's weird.
Really? It's the beard.
Honey, this is the first time in your life you've had a beard. I'm talking like all through, like ever since I've known you, like the stories I hear and from what I've seen, like girls are just like very attracted to you. And then
it's because they knew the beard was under there. That's why they knew it was like just lying beneath the surface. And that's really what they wanted to get at. And I'm not particularly good looking either, which is, you know,
sure.
What I mean? I don't, you know, whatever. I think average at best, and that's okay. I mean, that's completely fine. You know, I have to talk my way into it.
Like, oh my God, I have, like, back before, they knew that the hipster look's going to be in again. So, like, oh my God, I have that whole hipster filter on Snapchat so I can see what it looks like with a beard. Oh my God, he'd be so hot. Oh my God. I'm going to rub it out right now.
Oh boy.
Then you grow in, and they're just like, ah.
I like the pheromone theory better, actually. Sounded a lot better now. You totally ruined the beard theory.
Don't doubt me.
Ruined.
Ruined. That's what I do. You know that's what I do.
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, dude, there's another fucking
Did
condom
you just
coming
dude
out.
Me? You do to me.
Bro.
Yeah, bra. Hey, bra.
I'll pop my collar.
So what's up, check?
Like a rape's a bit. No. Get off with it. I'm rich. Sorry. Nice. No, they came out with they're coming out with another condom.
Who is?
Some biochemist over at Arizona State University.
Some fucking biochemist. I don't know who it is.
Whatever.
Some fucking dude. I got a new condom.
I'm trying to cut down on the unnecessary details, remember?
Are you?
Well, that's what you want me to do.
Well, you still need the bare minimum descriptive fucking details. We just don't need the guy's
height. Make up your mind.
We don't need the guy's name. We don't need his height, his weight, his hair color, eye color.
I know his dick size.
And how big a shit he took in the morning. We need none of those fucking things. Just saying.
Okay, so like I was saying, so it was that dude.
Okay.
Apparently, this thing is supposed to be more comfortable to wear for you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all about the material. Like, human skin, it's, I don't know, like, latex doesn't absorb water. This stuff is supposed to be, like, absorbs water, but it's three times stronger than regular condoms.
Stronger physically, but does it, like molecularly block out as much shit or what?
Yeah. It's just as effective as a condom. It's like three times as strong, like tearing wise, but it feels like skin. The molecular structure is more. It's more
like silk
watery.
Woven from a cherub's ass.
Yeah, kind of like that. Sort of.
Yeah.
It's
supposed to be good, huh? $25 a condom.
Well, they didn't set a price for it yet.
Is it market price?
I don't know.
We're fucked. Nobody's having sex with those.
I don't know. It's been pretty bad. Pretty bad. The thing is, though, is like they're supposed to be able to wear it for long periods of time. So if you guys are like marathon fuckers and that's how you guys like it, then these are for you.
Wait a minute. So like I could chew up like 2-3 Cialis and wear that bitch 24 hours a day, blow off like 10 times in it, and it's totally cool. I don't even have to take it off and wash it.
Well, I wouldn't suggest blowing it like 10 times. What are you washing it? Take off a washing.
What are you talking about?
Ew.
What are you talking about? What am I talking about? Washing it out. Yeah.
This isn't, you're not in like the military. Like, this isn't like World War One or whatever.
Well, you said it was better material.
Well, reusable. They're still working on it.
You could reuse the ShamWow.
I'm just saying.
And that was like 20 years ago with the ShamWow technology. Now with today's technology, shit.
Use your face as a ShamWow.
Fucking self-cleaning at some point. That's what we need, a self-cleaning fucking fleshlight.
Ew.
You know? Self-cleaning.
Ew.
It's magic. It just cleans itself. It shows up new. What is ew about that? What are you ewing? Like
right now,
you have to like.
Where does it go?
You have to put like a. I don't know. Invent it. You fucking beam it out.
Want a lube warmer.
You Scotty that shit. You beam it right the fuck out of your fleshlight.
Scotty that shit.
You know what I mean? Like residue and all, so you don't have to deal with it. You know.
No muss, no fuss.
Exactly.
Ding.
Make it happen, kids. Somebody, one of you people, you can do it. Make it happen.
All right, Mr. Gates, I know you're a betting man. Yeah. I know sometimes you do some little off, out of character, out of sorts things on the side. I know you do. So why don't you fund something fun?
Yeah. Auto cleaning fleshlight.
That's right. You're already,
ask fleshlight-esque product.
Well, I mean, you already
trademark.
Did the new condom thing. So.
New condom thing? See, there you go. We it's like ten times stronger. spun out of a cherub's ass. Unicorns come down and whiz on it before you use it.
It's the bitch from the weird fangs.
Yeah. Oh, God. Seven deadly sins. Telling you. Best story ever created.
Next year.
It's fucking awesome.
I can't believe I'm sexually turned on and obsessed with a anime character.
Are you? Which one?
Lady Deanne.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, you're actually attracted to Lady Deanne.
I am.
Wow.
Yep.
It's because she's got that big snatch. That's why.
I do.
It's like you guys could snatch wrestle and she give you a run for your money. You know what I mean?
I don't know if I should be embarrassed or, you know, kind of whatever.
Why?
But
that's why they made her the way they made her. It was to make her hot. What are you talking about?
Well, she's very hot.
50 foot tall of hotness.
Big,
so what's
gigantic
going on?
Boobs and really cute face.
Just Google Lady Deanne, Seven Deadly Sins. But actually, if you just Lady Deanne, I don't know who you'll come with. You're probably no, Lady Diane, but...
What
There's
is
an
she
animated one that's a lot better looking, I'm telling you.
Why is she so obsessed with the queen? Talking about a boob like that. That's just wrong.
Yeah.
No, that's not who I'm talking about. Anyway. I don't know. We're having a good time. I don't think I want to get into that one.
Don't get into that one.
I'm not
going to
get into
don't
that
do
one.
Don't do it. Stay away from it.
You know what? I think we're going to go to break because then when we come back, we got tits, ma'am.
Sure.
So... why don't you stick around for more Kinky Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
I think we're going to go to your favorite segment right now.
Stand by.
Stand by.
Oh, boy.
Good and on the news. It's time once again for...
Tits. Man, I got the wrong one there for about half a second. I was pretty damn sure it was the incorrect sounding. And then it took me a minute to actually process it. Is it the right
register
one?
Register that yes, it is.
I don't... And is the mute button on? are the little lights... I don't know what's going on.
Well, that could be... That's very, very possible that the mute button was on.
That happens to me with the reverse of the fat beat. I lose the fat... When the fat beat is not on, I have a hard time concentrating is the problem.
Well, you are the DJ, so it's in your hands. Whatever you decide to do is what you do.
So we got some boobs?
We do. We have... This is... The Guinness World Book of Records has named the world's oldest performing drag queen. Yay!
Oldest performing drag queen.
Yes, and she lives in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
This guy, Walter Cole, he's known as Darcel 15. He just turned 86, and he owns and operates Darvel 15. 86.
Wow.
And, yeah, he's a... He, this club is located in Chinatown, and it's also the longest running drag show.
Huh.
So that is your tits man for the week.
Tits man. Now, can I address the gorilla in the room there? But where were the boobs?
Drag queen.
You perfectly. You promised me at the beginning. You led me to believe there would be boobs at the end. And
there are boobs.
Yeah, man boobs.
Drag queen has boobs.
Just not good.
And Wolfman's got nards.
That's not nice. You totally teased me with real boob. I mean, you knew exactly what I was thinking, and you sold me on that.
Memories.
Here's mine, honey. You want to see them?
Hey, not every day you're gonna get like gold here. Sometimes you gotta work with what you got.
Now, yeah, okay.
I need some women out there to start doing some things with their dicks. God damn it! I see the same things over and over and over again. It's like,
yeah, what same things do you see over and over again?
Eight amazing facts about your tits. Yeah. 10 amazing facts about your tits. Things you didn't know about your nipple.
Yeah.
Things you didn't know you could do with boobs.
What are 8 things that I don't know about? See? What don't I know about a nipple?
And now, on with the show.
From the window over to the wall, where my ladies ain't wearing no drawers. Blaze up, pour your drink up. Blaze up, pour your drink up. Blaze up, blaze up, blaze up, blaze up, blaze up.
Welcome back to Kiki Kitty's World, RazRadioLive.com and KikiKittyRadio.com. Where did you get me at?
Get you what, huh? Where?
All right, whatever. You can get me on Twitter at Kiki Kitty Radio. Get me on Facebook at Kiki Kitty Radio. Listen to that fat beat. So, yeah, the whole, you went into tits, man. Now we're going into tits, man.
I know. I try to make it real confusing on everybody.
You know what I mean? Oh my gosh. I totally forgot. I wanted to say this to you. Did you know Gawker is no more?
Yeah, did Hogan put him out of business?
Gawker is no more, and they said something to say thanks Gator fucker or something, or so, and I'm like, that was ours.
Yeah. Oh, trademark.
We're the Gator fucker. We had Gator fucker.
They totally poached us. I see that all over the place now. People just poaching us left and right. It happens all over the place. My bit. Somewhere else.
Terrible.
I just do a good job with it, though. I really can't pitch. Yeah. Do a good job.
You know.
What are you going to do?
Nothing.
I'm not going to sue. That means I'd have to hire a lawyer. Fuck lawyers.
Oh, dude. And you want to know the most ridiculous thing? The reason my phone kept fucking blowing up is because Uber wants me to join Uber Eats so I can go pick up your fucking food and bring it to your house.
Yeah. You won't even pick them up, let alone their food. Shit.
I did pick them up.
Yeah, well, when you go out, you're not feeling it. You're not feeling the Uberness.
No.
You don't have to feel it. There's no reason. It's okay.
It makes me feel funny.
It would make me feel funny too. Hi, stranger. Get in my car.
Yeah.
Let's go for a ride.
It's like, okay, thank you. Come again. It's like, I don't know. It's like weird. Like, I don't know. Cabs, you have a partition. Yeah,
we're not putting a partition in a car, just in case.
No. I need some of that glass, like from Amscot, bank glass, like that real thick, like 3-inch bullet.
You know that mobile on the corner of Stemmy and Run, right down the street from Crack and April? Yeah. I want that glass that they have there, triple pane.
I also want that little button that I press, like Batman, so it shocks them in the back in case they get unruly.
And I have to be able to eject them, too. Is that against Uber policy?
Can I spray oil, too?
You already do that.
Hey.
What?
It's vitamin E.
Have lube, will travel.
That's what? Woo! Slip and slide, baby doll. And we're going to go to your favorite segment.
Stand by.
Standing by.
Boobs in and on the news. It's time once again for
Tits Man.
Well, this week, Tits Man, it always seems like we're one fucking day short. But yesterday, yesterday across the U.S., women, they set the pups fly for Go Topless Day.
What? Yesterday was Go Topless Day? You need to warn us about that the week before.
Well, see, here's the thing I found out because I didn't know. It is the closest Sunday to Women's Equality Day.
Okay. Is that the day after Uncle Bob sold his red truck?
Dude, I don't know. That's just what it said. Okay. So that's wherever.
It's going to stick in my head. Now I know forever. Really, what it is. I'm going to remember that.
I will try to do better to get you that date so we know.
Next year, it's going to I'm going to be like, hey, isn't it Women's whatever day?
Just think of end of August, end of August.
Topless Day is today, by my calculations.
Well, so cities all over the U.S., their women got together and they marched topless because they want to just show that evil lady nipples are not evil lady nipples and they shouldn't be as obscene as, guys can go topless all the time. So that's...
They shouldn't. You really should be able to show a nipple. But it is a pretty sexual part, I will say, because I want to see nipples. But is that because I'm not allowed to see nipples? If I was raised in a nipple-rich environment, would I still crave the nipple?
Nipple-rich environment.
You know what I mean? Where I just had gum droppies everywhere.
I think you'd probably... I think, like most people, you'd have to get it all out of your system first, and then you'd be fine.
Oh, and I do have to say, rest in peace to the gumdrop, the original Shani gumdrop nipple.
Oh, yes.
Not the gumdrop nipple.
We will miss you.
Yeah. You were nice nipples.
You've gone to a better place.
You have.
I have no fear.
Yeah.
All right, so that is your tits man for the week.
Uh-oh.
Whoa, what? You don't have your shit together?
Man. No. I didn't know what was going on again.
Get on it,
I was thinking about the gumdrop nipples.
I know.
Yeah, we have a friend, and she was a dancer. We've known her for years. And anyway, she had breast cancer, had to have her boobs removed. But she didn't really have big boobs at all, tiny, small. But she had glorious, glorious gumdrop nipples. They were – and just Mila Jovovich nipples. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
They were nice. Like sorry, the, little nippies.
Like – it's like she used to do this trick. I remember she used to tape matches from a matchbook, and she could put them on her nipples and light them on fire.
And nipple
light
fire.
Cigarette with it. Yeah. Yeah. She's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Aw.
What? They were nice. I'm
they
thinking
were.
About them.
I know. You got me thinking about them, too.
There'll be other gumdrop nipples.
I will be. I'm glad I got to talk to her.
Exactly.
Okay. So, everyone, so stop criminalizing boobs. There you go. Everybody, embrace.
Yeah, when it's a week away from Women's Awareness Week, day, monthly.
I'll do something.
You won't remember next year either.
Doesn't matter. What the fuck am I going to post pictures? Am I going to post them on Twitter? Of course I'm going to post them on Twitter because I always post titty pictures on Twitter at Kinky Katie Radio. I can't post them anywhere else. I want to get in fucking
Facebook.
Trouble. Definitely not Facebook. Oh, I had someone try to snooker me in again. They're like, oh, here, show me. I'm like,
you need a burner account. You too. You need a burner account.
Oh, why would I need a burner account?
So you can post nibbles.
So I can post nibbles? I thought it was so I could find people to cheat with.
What? Why would I tell you to do that? That makes no sense at all.
I don't know.
Why would I tell you to get a burner? I don't know. No.
I don't know.
Bad Katie.
Some people do that. They have those burners accounts for weird
No,
things.
For you, it's to keep you from getting fucking thrown off.
Whatever. I'm going to get in trouble regardless, so it doesn't matter.
Your burner account can get in trouble. Instead of the one that you use for daily purposes.
It's too much to keep up with.
You don't keep up with it. You post shit with it. You don't look at incoming. Like when you're members of these groups.
Incoming! Many dicks!
Now, let me explain how it works. When you're members of the secret, double secret group, your regular membership is your regular account so you can view and see comments and comment on the things that you posted on your burner account. So you have the burner account is also a member of the same group. So you can actually post it as the burner and interact with it like everybody else. You know what I mean? And then if it gets in trouble, eh.
Yeah, I got to figure out how to make it without it linking to my other two.
I don't know. What do I look like? I'm just an idea person, really. It's just the details now. It's right. Not good.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I go on social media daily, as you know, of course I do.
Unless you're suspended.
Well, I still went
Except
on
for
it,
those
and
rare
I was
occasions
a lurker. I was
year.
A lurker.
Yeah, you were.
Whatever, I still
watching.
Do it.
Watch him.
I can't do anything about it, but I can see you. Well, I don't know if you haven't noticed, but maybe you guys who I'm talking to have noticed that the McChicken. And like hashtag McChicken has been going around like fucking crazy. I have it. I didn't see it personally. I had not seen it. I didn't know anything about it. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, now I want to.
You don't
chicken.
Actually look at a lot of tweets.
Well, no, I do now. I do a lot more than I used to.
I started to.
Well, it's not only on Twitter. Like it's on Instagram, it's on Facebook, it's on a whole like pretty much anywhere you can put it. They put it.
Yeah. So are you going to explain this or are you just
going
to dangle for a while? Or what's
going
on?
Yeah, I'm just
going
to fucking dangle
McChicken.
It for a little while.
Hashtag McChicken?
Yeah.
Okay, is it a sex act?
Yes.
Animal?
Yeah, it is a sex act.
Vegetable?
Yeah.
With
no,
an animal
no.
and a vegetable?
No.
A mineral? Does it involve lube?
Kind of. If you count mayo as a lube.
Can I use the brand new technology condoms, the spun out of the cherub's ass condom?
Why wouldn't you be able to?
I don't know. You tell me what you're leaving me hanging. I don't know what it is.
It's a condom.
What, the McChicken?
No,
we're talking about the McChicken here. I want to know what the McChicken is.
This guy filmed himself fucking a McChicken sandwich, a McDonald's McChicken sandwich, and he posted it. I mean, to be perfectly blunt, I don't know why he would do it.
We're like on a bevy of stories of people fucking alligators and now McChicken fucker. Really?
I saw the video. I had to watch it. I had to. I was curious. I'm like, what the fuck is this McChicken shit? Because like they would have examples of like tweets that people put, and so I'm like, okay, fine, I gotta see this. Yeah, he's got it, and he's like fucking the bun, like the whole fucking it
like a sleeve,
like a sleeve,
treating it like a fleshlight.
Yes.
Okay.
Like he was jerking his dick with a chicken sandwich.
And wait a minute. Wait a minute, he just invented the first self-cleaning fleshlight. You just feed it to a homeless person after you're done. You don't want to waste. There's protein in there.
Why don't you eat it yourself?
No. Ew. Ew.
Oh, but you're going to give it to a homeless person? That's sure. Not nice.
Well, they're hungry. I'm not.
Don't give it to him, jizz-filled.
What? I'm not the one who chicken-fucked anything. I did not fuck a McChicken. If you're willing to fuck a McChicken, you're willing to feed it to somebody. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're very wrong, because a McChicken is...
One's not linked to the other.
McChicken is $1, and a fleshlight is like $90.
That
is disposable.
And giving a cum-filled McChicken to a homeless person is free.
That's cruel.
Priceless.
That's disgusting.
Well, it is. I wouldn't do it, but I wouldn't fuck a McChicken either. I can't put myself in a McChicken fucker's brain.
Oh, my God.
If I was in a McChicken fucker's brain, maybe I would do that.
Anyway, they've tracked this guy down, and they asked him like why he did it, and he
felt good.
No, he's like, they're like, why did you post it? He goes, because
so hot.
He's like, I want to be internet famous.
Well,
there you go.
Wish granted.
Ta-da!
Ugh, yeah.
What kind of genie did you fuck rub to get? No,
that was a big chicken.
Oh,
little side
limoncello
on the side.
No,
come on, no. Chick-fil-A does good with those.
Yes, it does.
I know.
Damn it, I'm hungry. Okay, there's a new gadget that I don't know how the fuck that this works. Because, all right, it's called a sperm bot. It's a tiny little metal helix, and it's supposed to give slow-moving sperm kind of like a little boost, like a little propeller. No.
So wait.
You gotta see the video. Well, you know, because some sperm can't swim fast. Like, okay. They can't.
Yeah, no. They're. You know. They're what? Frittata.
That's what I'm saying. Is this little
frittata sperm?
It's a rotating magnetic field that propels this fucking sperm bot like a mini propeller thing, like I was saying, and it helps to drive the sperm right into the egg for potential fertilization. Okay, I want to know is they still have they still have to do more human trials.
Okay,
but what the fuck happens when this little piece of metal is now in this fertilized egg? Like, what the fuck is it going to do to this potential child?
It's a nanobot. What are you talking about? It's going to raise it. It's going to raise it inside with Mozart. It's a nanobot. Come on. Really, the question is, you know, that sperm wasn't meant to live. That sperm was supposed to die.
Exactly.
Wow. You're fucking with God's plan.
I mean, what is with all this like weird hardware that guys are sticking in their junk lately? Like, you've got these fucking sperm bots. You've got that like cum switch.
Guys have been sticking shit in their junk for a long ass time. Where have you been?
Well, I mean, like, all this
new
like
to this
medical.
Or what? I know we've both witnessed guys sticking weird shit into their junk.
Oh yeah, no, I know. Uh-huh. I know.
Doesn't make sense though, does it?
Hi, they how still you do doing? It. Oh my goodness!
I know, Morris kitten.
He's so big now.
He is. Your pussy has gotten monstrous in size, really.
Roar.
It is.
Into my big ginger puss.
Orange and vicious with claws. Big.
What would you think? Well, okay. Now, picture grandparents, okay?
No.
Old face.
No.
Like what? Like, you don't know where this is going. You don't know where this is going.
We just watched the Action Bronson with the old lady that was getting all up on it. Yeah, we did.
Because the reason I say this is kind of, there's this couple. They've been married for 66 years.
Okay.
and the grandson wanted to get them something special for their anniversary. So what do you think he got them?
10-inch black foreskin dildo.
You are so close.
6'2" redheaded oriental. Asian.
Even closer.
I'm working on my Asian temperance there.
Well, he got her a dominatrix and her gimp. And
bring out the gimp!
And they had it on you. He filmed it for YouTube. So now they have it for like everyone to watch and for they can watch it later.
Bring out the gimp!
Like in this video, like his fucking grandparents, the fucking dominatrix name is Barb.
Hi, I'm Barb. Nice to meet you.
Dude, and her fucking sub is Bob. So
Bob and Bob. Bob and Barb. I'm Bob the gimp.
It just makes me think of like Bob's Burgers. Like
a gimp is not supposed to have a name. A gimp is just referred to as the gimp.
Bring out the gimp.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sleeping. I better wake him up. No, but I mean, it's kind of like after like a short, like little, like you see him getting like disciplined and shit and like, you know, getting all whatever. They sit out and they have like tea and cookies.
Really?
Yep.
The like, gimp and Bob and Barb?
Yeah. Everybody. Yeah, well. Like the whole thing is actually, it's like kind of sweet. I mean, like grandpa, like you can see like getting to the act, like he grabs a fucking crop and he starts like whacking starts Bob in the butt. And they so all.
You can't call him Bob when he's getting whacked. It's got to be the gimp.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, everyone is just kind of like, hee 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 hee. Like, the looks on their faces is actually pretty cute.
Yeah.
They're, like, really happy.
They were doing that back in the 20s.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, they were.
People did weird shit a long time ago, too.
People did do weird shit.
Like young Republicans like to convince us all that evilness just started, like, in the last 20, 30, 40 years. You know what I mean?
Evilness just started?
Yeah. No, nobody used to ever, like, beat each other with shit.
Oh, no.
That hasn't happened since, like, the beginning of time. No.
Never.
No.
Never.
No, totally uncommon. It just started happening.
Ugh, gross.
GMOs.
Oh, don't. Please don't start. Please don't start.
Are you waiting for me?
I don't know what Segway. I'm waiting for.
Shifting gears.
Yeah. Now, I don't feel sorry. There was actually some people that felt sorry for this guy, but he...
I'll get you a sounder. Insert Segway here. We'll do it Vineland style.
We need to do that.
We'll poach something from another network.
We have to do it.
Yep.
Fuck it. They poach us. No.
They all do. I'm telling you.
Fuck you.
Ah, you fucking
me. I fuck you.
You don't fuck me.
They're such assholes. Dude, it's another fucking horse fucker.
What is it with you? Are you just like Google feeding you that
it is like
the people fucking things?
They're like, hey, you are subscribed to Horse Fucker Daily, and we are going to give you the most depraved, icky people out there, and you're going to talk about them.
People that fuck weird shit. By Katie. See, that you could just make that a weekly segment.
Today, just make it's a mailbox.
Just make it a segment. I'll make a nice little music bed for you.
Okay.
And you could have Animal Fucker of the Week.
Or just weird thing.
You know, stick to Animal Fucker because everybody can laugh at an animal fucker.
Okay.
There is judgment when it comes to fucking animals.
That's true.
They're like, we don't really judge people based on a lot of things, but you can't bang animals. You can't do it because I don't care what you say. Like I know that horse, dog, whatever it is that you're fucking, and the dog enjoyed it. The horse enjoyed it. Look. Only yes means yes. Did the fucking dog tell you yes? Did he write you a braille note? Did he do it like?
Did he write you a braille note?
Yes, exactly. In case you're blind.
Huh.
What would blind Lawrence do?
Dude, well, USA Today fucking was the one that reported this. They reported the story. It was like a sting operation that they actually set up with this guy. They caught him, which is good. Like, before anything happened, he was going from Pennsylvania to Arizona.
You know you're thinking about fucking you a horse.
No, seriously. Like, the guy, the fucking cop was like a horse pimp.
Yeah, well, it was
that's what they were calling
Animal
him.
Minority Report.
Oh, God.
Rocky Mountain Oyster comes rolling down a little thing. Yeah, if it's red, we know it's a murder.
Oh, Jesus.
Cock murder.
God, ew. And the guy was 68 years old.
Now, was he banging the horse or was the horse banging him?
Well, they didn't get that far.
Huh.
Because they stopped him, like, once he got off the plane.
Oh, so like he had set up like an international rendezvous to like horse bang.
Oh yeah, but wow. it wasn't only that. He wanted the horse to pee on a bunch of souvenir t-shirts for him, and then he wanted to take those back with him.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Horse fuckers.
Well, he was charged with bestiality, even though nothing happened yet, but it was...
Now, did the horse online say it was underage? was John Quinones there? I'm telling you.
And there was a fresh plate of cookies.
Every time I see any kind of weird comment online, which is not very often because I'm not really looking at a lot of shit, but anytime I do, I immediately think John Quinones is on the other side. You know what I mean?
What about fucking Hansen?
Hansen?
What's his
Hansen
name?
Reports?
No, the Hansen.
Are you making stuff up?
No. He's the one that did all the Catch a Predator.
I don't know who you speak of.
Fuck, I forgot his
Chris
name.
Chris Hansen?
Chris Hansen. That's his name.
Really? There actually is a person named Chris Hansen? I don't know.
Shit.
I just fucking threw something out that sounded right. I'm not sure if it's right.
That sounds right, though.
Is it? Could be Chris Hansen to Catch a Predator?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay. I think you're completely making shit up right now. Okay.
I gotta look it up.
We'll add it to the
I'm
stack.
I'm not gonna look it up right this second because I gotta finish.
Add it to the stack of stories Lord. We will never prove.
God damn it. Now you're making whatever. Oh my God. There's this fucking desperate dude. He broke into this adult sex shop, but he only took the top half of this fucking $2,000 sex doll.
Really?
Yeah, and he came back in, like, they caught him on surveillance camera. Like, he came down one of the fucking, like, air vents or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Took it.
Like Mission Impossible style.
Pretty much. On a sex swing.
I think that's, I don't think that's Mission, is that Mission Impossible song? I don't know. It sounds spy-y, though.
Bye.
We'll go with it.
Well, he grabbed the top half of it, and then he went around looking, and he got like this fucking like expensive blonde wig for it too. But
it's like a hacked off torso.
Yeah, he just like took off the top.
I know what happened.
What happened?
Well, obviously he listens to the show, and he knows you have a hacked off torso, man. Fucking hacked off
the bottom half.
Well, you didn't specify. Maybe he was trying to differentiate himself from the vast sea of ocean of these videos you watch, so you'd remember that one.
Well, he went and got a blonde wig, so at least I know he's not making it to look like me. But he did go in and get a different head.
Like, you don't have a blonde wig.
Dude, he got a different head for it. Like, he went in and he actually, like, he went back in through the front door after he left again, and he got a different head for it. Like, he popped
Do you
it
have
out.
An Asian model? Can I have an Asian head?
Jesus Christ.
Please.
So, yeah, so, I mean, he, whatever, like, that was it. It was weird, but they caught him. Like, he was a dude.
yeah, sure.
Oh, my God.
Holy Jesus Christ. I have to, like, set up a system at the house, you know, where pre-prepping is metered. You know what I mean? Like you don't have. I'm gonna have to hide shit from you, like a certain time before. Because wow, holy fuck, yeah. So that's it. Pretty much. That's all of it. Where's your Segway sounder? Segway. Insert Segway here.
I'd probably fall on my face if I ever went on one of those.
Oh God.
I would.
You would. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, a quick little story before I close out the show. There was this guy, he got all pissed off at his roommate because like all his glasses, his glassware was gone. He's like, all the fucking glassware is disappearing. He went in his room and he turned like all of the glassware into fucking fifis. He was like, fucking all of his glasses.
See, it all goes back to the self-cleaning fleshlight.
It was a picture.
You know how he was doing that? He was doing that so he didn't have to fucking clean it out. You know what I mean? He'd be like, fuck it, I got 10 more.
Ew.
I'm not going to touch the first one until I've done with the 10th one.
Oh, God.
It's a dollar store right around the corner. They're cheap.
We're going to get out of here for the week. At least for tonight. I'll be back here on Friday afternoon from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward. It's just like this show, but it's sped up like chipmunks, and it makes me laugh. I like it. And then Friday night, One Night Stand, hosted by my bestie from the Westie, Miss Amberlini. That is from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time, and I don't know if anything's going to be going on after that or not. That is up to her. I don't know. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook, Kinky Katie Radio. You can Google Kinky Katie Radio, iTunes, Stitchers, YouTube. Get my shit for free. Give me 5 stars. Leave me some comments. Do some fucking cool shit because you love me and you want it. Hey, you got anything for me, SC?
Negative.
Do you ever?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes.
All right. Because then you hit my side. Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.